Hello students, let's learn the chapter 7 Glimpses of India part 3 Tea from Assam by Arup Kumar Dutta module number 3. Introduction. As the very title of this lesson suggests us that this lesson is about tea. Tea is a popular beverage all over the world. Assam is known as the tea country. However, tea was not discovered in India. Then, where was it discovered? How long ago tea was first drunk? These basic questions about tea are discussed in this lesson through a beautiful conversation between two friends, Pranjal and Rajveer, who are traveling to Pranjal's hometown, Assam, for summer vacation. Assam has the largest concentration of plantations in the world. During their journey, they discuss about the various legends that are known to have discovered tea. The story also tells us about the popularity of tea as a beverage. Before moving further, let's learn about the author. Arup Kumar Dutta is an Indian writer and journalist from Guwahati, Assam. He has written 16 books for adults and 17 adventure novels for young people. In 2014, he was awarded the Lifetime Achievement Honor by Association of Writers and Illustrators for Children, New Delhi. He has been also awarded the Civilian Award Padma Shri by Government of India in 2018. Now, let's learn this lesson point-wise. On the way to Assam, Rajveer is a student of Delhi. He is classmate of Pranjal, a youngster from Assam. Rajveer has been invited by Pranjal to visit his home during the summer vacation, so they go by train. The lesson opens up with a scene set on a train station. There, a tea vendor asked the two friends if they would like to buy some freshly made hot tea. They decide to have two cups of tea, joining almost everyone else in their compartment. Pranjal finds an opportunity here to highlight the fact that almost 80 crore cups of tea are consumed every day throughout the world. Rajveer remains surprised on listening to it. Here we come to know that Pranjal is interested in reading detective stories, whereas Rajveer is more interested in taking pleasure of the scenery and in talking about the increased popularity and use of the tea during the journey. Beauty of tea gardens. As soon as the train started moving, Pranjal got engaged in reading and Rajveer chose to look at the scenic beauty at the moment. The magnificent view of stretched tea gardens looked as a place of the green paddy fields. Rajveer had never seen tea gardens. He had never seen so much greenery before, so he became very excited. There were trees, shades over the area. As far as he was able to look, only tea bushes were visible. So much so that the narrator compared it to a sea of tea bushes. In the background, there were hills with dense forest. In between the tea plantations, there were orderly rows of tall and strong trees that were moving because of the wind. It was an amazing view. There was an ugly building with a smoke releasing from all from tall chimneys in the distance. The magical view of the gardens increased his excitement to share his information about tea. Next point, legends about origin of tea. Rajveer read a lot about tea and how it was discovered before visiting the tea country. Rajveer shared that there were many traditional stories about the discovery of tea, though no one really knows the exact origin. There were numerous theories, and one of which was about Chinese emperor. He had a habit of drinking boiled water. According to the Chinese legend, a Chinese emperor used to drink boiled water. Once, few tea leaves fell into the boiling water, giving a delicious flavor, and were liked by the emperor when drank the water. And tea was so discovered. On being asked by Pranjal, Rajveer told another story about an Indian legend named Bodhidharma. The Indian legend says that an ancient Buddhist hermit, Bodhidharma, cut off his eyelids to avoid sleepiness. Eventually, tea plants grew out of his eyelids, which upon consuming after boiling with water helped in getting rid of sleep. So in this way, according to second legend, tea was discovered. Further, Rajveer highlighted a few facts. He stated that tea dates back to 2700 BC and the first tea was consumed in China. All such words such as chai, chini have originated from Chinese language. Tea was introduced to Europe quite late in the 16th century, where it was considered to have medicinal properties. Next point, approaching Dekhiya Bari. The train stopped at Mariani Junction. The boys took their way towards the Dekhiya Bari Tea Estate, Pranjal's Tea Garden. Pranjal's parents had come to receive them. After almost an hour, they reached Dekhiya Bari. After taking a turn and making their way through a cattle bridge, they witnessed acres of tea bushes on both sides. All the bushes were cut to the same height and they had been taken care of. Their tea garden was stretched upon a vast area of land. There were groups of tea pluckers with bamboo baskets on their backs. They were wearing plastic aprons. Next point is in Dekhiya Bari. A tea garden, Dekhiya Bari, was managed by Pranjal's father, Mr. Berua. On their way to the fields, Pranjal's father gave way to a tractor that was loaded with tea leaves. On seeing this, Rajveer displays his knowledge by mentioning that this is the second sprouting period of the year. This period lasts from May to July, gives excellent yield. Mr. Berua appreciated him for his gathered information. Pranjal's father replies that he seems to have done a lot of research before coming. Pranjal, who was excited about learning more about the amazing beverage, showed his intention for the same. In this way, this short lesson ends here. Thank you.